This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to this week's edition of Creative Impact. I'm David Fair, and my content partner is on the other end of the phone line. Her name is Deb Pollack, and she serves as president and CEO of Creative Washtenaw, and she always finds interesting people to talk with.
Dave, the FBI is on the line.
Again? I told him I don't know anything.
Well, you know what? There's no reason to be really worried about that. In fact, there's nothing suspect about this call at all. We're going to be doing the investigating and putting the questions to our guest, Greg Stagel. He's a retired senior FBI resident agent, and his book, FBI Case Files, Tales of a G-Man, has just come out.
Well, welcome to Creative Impact, Agent Stagel.
Well, thank you.
So, Greg, you know, so Creative Impact covers how art and the creative industries intersect across all fields, including public safety and law enforcement. We also talk about how one chance encounter with art, maybe a film, for example, can truly change a person's life. What made you want to become an FBI agent?
Well, there were a couple factors. When I was in elementary school, I read a book about the FBI. It was part of the Landmark series for young readers. And then very soon thereafter, I saw the movie, The FBI Story, which starred, among other people, Jimmy Stewart. And I was hooked. From that time forward, I wanted to be an FBI agent.
It's an amazing journey from seeing Jimmy Stewart in a movie to actually becoming an agent, of which you were from 1975 through 2006. Before we get into more detail about your book, I'm curious to whether you were always a natural storyteller, or did you have to work to make this transition from writing some dry and factual FBI reports to becoming a narrative writer that will carry a book?
Well, I did have to make a transition because obviously, what we call FD-302s, which are our memorandums of interview and other documents that you have to write, for example, affidavits for search warrants, are very factual, very straightforward, and I don't know if I would say they're dry, but they're certainly not literature. And so I had to make that transition. But I also, you have to have the ability to lay out a fact situation, and that in effect, at least for me, is what I'm doing in the book. I'm basically telling a story, but you're laying out a factual situation, hopefully in a more entertaining fashion than you would necessarily in a legal document.
I'm certainly interested to learn more about the process. Creative Impact continues on 89.1 WEMU. Deb Pollack is my content partner and co-host, and our guest is retired FBI agent turned author Greg Stagel, whose book FBI Case Files, Tales of a G-Man has just come out.
So, Greg, you reported to the FBI office in Detroit in 1975, and for the next 30-some years served there and in the Ann Arbor office. You could probably write dozens of books, lots of stories. This one offers a view into your career and covers some pretty high-profile cases and personalities. Jimmy Hoffa and the Unabomber, to drop just a few names, just a few.
Those are biggies.
How did you decide what cases and stories to include in this book?
Well, I had written a few stories before, after I had retired from the FBI, so obviously I wanted to include those, and I basically just chose stories that I felt would be of interest, and they were stories that I could tell because the cases had been adjudicated, and it wasn't like I would be telling any secrets. Keeping in mind that anything I write has to be approved by the Bureau, I'm not allowed to, say, publish a book without submitting the manuscript to the FBI because, you know, there's techniques and things, and we have also confidential informants, that the Bureau is very conscious about protecting the techniques and the identity of confidential informants. So I had to do that.
How much came back redacted for you?
Not much. I mean, they reviewed the book, and I made a couple minor changes, and they were changes that I agreed with, but it didn't affect any of the stories. But again, I mean, it's important that you protect those things. One of the reasons I think that we have credibility, I mean, we can go to a confidential informant and say your identity will not be revealed under any circumstances unless you agree to have your identity revealed while they're alive and after they're dead.
Creative Impact continues on 89.1 WEMU. Deb Pollack is my content partner and co-host, and we're talking with retired FBI agent turned author Greg Stayskull. His book, FBI Case Files, Tales of a G-Man, has just come out. And, you know, solving a case, seeing justice served, there has to be some great personal reward in that. Has any case been more so than others?
Most of the cases in that book, they are cases that not only were prominent, but I felt like had impact. Some obviously are more rewarding than others, but in different ways. In one case, we solved a kidnapping and recovered the child, and obviously that was rewarding. Recovered the child safely. The case that which was actually not just a case. It was an undercover operation that was actually many cases that were all came under, and that was an operation that we started. It was initiated at sort of at the urging of Bo Schembechler, who I came to know during my career, and he was very concerned about the proliferation of steroids in sports and came to us, and we opened this case. And it ended up being extremely successful, and not only locally, but internationally. And that was very satisfying to make that kind of impact. And at the time was the only case of its type in existence. And I believe it's still the most successful of that type of case targeting steroids in the history of the United States.
Again, there's personal reward in there for you. There's reward for the agency. It is when community gathers around law enforcement and says, we are proud. But you talked about how much has to be kept secret with confidential informants, with even the process of investigation. When we're having so much national conversation on transparency in law enforcement, how do you create that balance?
Well, I think that it's actually two separate things. Techniques, irrespective of whether they're kept secret, still have to be legal and still have to fit within legal strictures. The FBI is an investigative agency, and we are answerable to the Department of Justice. We're part of the Department of Justice, but we also are answerable to the judicial system. And if you bring a case to court and you have obtained evidence illegally or anything like that, then you've got some problems. So in that sense, we have to be transparent. I guess what I'm talking about in terms of techniques, the FBI seized the money that was paid in ransom for this pipeline situation, and they were able to track the money and seize it. Well, the FBI can make public the fact that we were able to seize the money and get it back, but they are not going to reveal how they were able to track it. And that's important, but the public has the right to know that we did it. They don't necessarily have to know the intricacies of how it was done.
So, Greg, you know, I had a chance to look at at the book, and I'm thrilled that you intersect the arts in there with authors and films and playwrights. Seems like that's been very important to you in your life.
Sure. I've always been a big movie fan. And in addition to that, I think I'm reasonably well read, and I went to law school, and so history and a lot of the popular media sort of intersects with a lot of things we do. I remember one time when I was first in the bureau, an older agent was talking on the phone to another agent that he knew, and they were talking about this other agent's thinking about retiring. The agent said to him, "What, quit show business?" And it was funny, but it's kind of true. I mean, a lot of the things that the Bureau does, you know, ultimately will end up on screen. So, yes, I talk about movies and plays and literature, how they sort of are intermingled into the stories that I write.
Well, as you referenced earlier, Jimmy Stewart helped foster your interest in becoming a G-Man. When people read your book, Tales of a G-Man, what do you want them to take away from it?
I guess what I would like, and I emphasize it in my introduction, that I had a long career, a very rewarding career. I enjoyed it. I loved it. We have mandatory retirement in the Bureau, or I might still be doing it.
Right.
But the main thing I emphasize is I did nothing. Nothing in my career did I do by myself. It was a team effort. I'm just telling the stories. This isn't a memoir. This isn't an autobiography. This is me talking about these cases, which I think people will find interesting, but also I want them to understand what the FBI does and the multitude of different kinds of cases and what we call violations of federal law that the FBI works and how we adapt to doing the investigations.
So one final question. Where does the team think Jimmy Hoffa is?
Well, I actually addressed that a little bit in the book, but it has, at least in my estimation, and I think that of the agents that were actually involved at the beginning, we believe that his body was destroyed as quickly as possible. The mafia, the La Cosa Nostra, and the people that we believe were involved are very good at making people disappear, and they did do that.
Greg, thanks so much for giving us a glimpse into your work.
Thank you for having me.
That is retired FBI agent turned author Greg Stascoll. You can go to our website at WEMU.org. We'll have all the links for you so you can find out more and pick up the book for yourself. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.